Hello.
Hi, Tina.
Hi.
Hi, it's me, Dee Medina. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. I know earlier I had spoken with Paul, and he said, call her in an hour. I know she's putting the little one down, and I said, okay, and then I figured I didn't want to wake up the baby either, and I thought, oh, my gosh, she's probably, you know, still dealing with the little one, so I figured I'd call you back.
Yeah, it's a good time now. She's still sleeping.
Okay.
She should be getting up soon, though.
Okay,
but we could talk.
I can make it as quick as possible, whatever's easiest for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So let's take a look here. Let me just go to – now, did you get the two emails that I did send over to you? I sent you one with everything outlined that we were including in the program, and I also sent one that said Client Dashboard Analytics. So
I haven't even looked yet.
Okay.
Haven't had time. Really.
No worries, hon. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to make sure that you were aware. I did send out those two emails. So the first one says Google Advertising. It has everything outlined that's included in the program for the local-only package. I put an example of a website just to give you guys an idea of how it'll look.
Okay.
And then the second one says Client Dashboard Analytics. And what that does is it gives you an overview of the reporting system. So with our program, you're going to be able to track your results with us, see the keywords you're listed for, how many calls you're getting. So this way you can track your success. So it gives you an overview. Okay?
Okay.
Now, on your phone, you do get text messages, correct, to this number that we're speaking on?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So I'm going to send you three text messages. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information, so I'm going to send you that text, and then I'm also going to send you a second text message. It's going to have the number to customer service. Anytime you have an update, a change, a question, a concern regarding your account, you are going to contact customer service. Okay?
Okay.
We're here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. We're on the West Coast, Pacific Standard Time. So for you, we're here 10 to 7, Monday to Friday.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And then I'm also sending you a third text. It's going to have a link to a YouTube video that's about, I'm going to say, 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing too complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so those three just went out to you. Now, are we creating the account under your name or under Paul's?
Under Paul.
Okay. And it's Paul is his first name. And what's his last name?
Waller, Waller.
Okay. And then, so both of you can make changes to the account in the event he can't call. You can also make the change, correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay. All right, and then the best email is wallerpaul968@gmail.com. The number for clients to contact him on, this is the number we're going to list for the business, is 336-515-2967, correct?
Yes.
Okay. You don't want your number listed as a secondary number anywhere else, right? Just his number?
Just his number for now.
Okay.
Are we able to add it or...
You can only just on Google. Google only allows one phone number, but wherever it's applicable, like on the additional directories, some of them you can add two phone numbers. So if that should be the case, just let us know if you want your number added, and then we can add that second number. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, currently, the way I see the company name reading is Paul's with an apostrophe S, Handyman, Service.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you guys want it to read?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Google's going to send out a PIN code to you. It's going to come in the mail. It looks like a postcard. It's going to have Google at the top. What address do you want them to send it to? I see that there's one on Angie's. It's 562 Porter Trace Drive.
No, send that to, we just moved. So just,
okay.
Send that to 1014.
Uh-huh.
Grays, Grays.
Uh-huh.
Land, L-A-A-N-D, Court.
Okay.
Apartment 828.
Apartment 828.
Kernersville, North Carolina.
Okay. Got it. And I'm going to hide that address, so the address will not appear anywhere on Google, just an FYI. Okay?
Okay.
So we'll make sure it's hidden. And just to confirm, you said it was apartment 828, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right. Now, for the billing, the card that we're going to be putting on file, is that card in your name? Is it in Paul's name? Does it have the business name?
It's our account.
Okay.
Did you have his card already on hand? Or?
No, I do not.
Oh, okay. So you would need his card, you're saying?
Whoever's going to make the payment, whatever name is on the card. If you're going to use your card and it has your name on it, that'll be the one that's on file.
Oh, I see what you're saying. to pay this, duh.
Yes.
Yeah, I will use my card.
Okay. And then how does your name read on the card?
Tina Marie Waller.
Tina Marie Waller.
Yes.
W-A-L-L-E-R, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I love your name.
Thank you.
Tina Marie was one of my favorite singers.
Yes. Yeah, and it's just Tina, and everybody says, is it Christina or is it Tina? I'm like, it's just
right.
Tina.
You're not. It's Tina.
Tina. Yeah.
Is it the same billing address as your new address?
Well, we just moved, so we're trying to get everything situated.
Everything updated.
So just can you put this our address, the new address, or just,
do you, I'll
or
try it with
two.
I could try it with the new address, but if for some reason it doesn't go through, because it'll tell me if the address doesn't match.
Okay,
with the card that you're using.
To Porter Trace.
Okay. Yeah, that it's just got to be the right billing address for the card. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, because the bank has that, I guess, address and everything.
And it's such a pain, right, when you're
yeah.
moving and then you got to update every single thing. Oh,
yes.
My gosh. I feel you. I've had to do that in the past, and I'm like, oh, Lord. And then I forget,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I never changed it on this one.
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right. And is that, Tina, a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
And then I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, 4334.
Uh-huh.
7700.
Uh-huh.
8806.
Okay.
2499.
I'm going to repeat it back to you. 4334-7700-8806-2499. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Expiration month and year?
0626.
06 of 26. And what's the CVV code on the back?
219.
Okay. I'm not going to process the payment yet. I'm going to walk you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification. The reason is because I have you guys at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. What it's going to do, it's going to outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that I will send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, Tina, if there is anything that you do not understand, you do me a favor and you just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it.
Okay.
I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. And then you did want to go with the local only package, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Tina, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Paul's Handyman Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Tina Waller.
And Tina, accountant. Are you accountant? Thank you. Now, Tina, your husband, Paul Waller, is going to be the primary on the count, but both of you can make changes in the event okay. either one of you can't call, correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Tina, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, please keep in mind, Tina, if you might get a call from a company trying to sell you another type of product that is not associated with our company, okay?
Okay.
All you need to tell them is, no, thank you, I'm working with someone, disconnect the call, okay? We are never going to call you for more money. If you get a company calling you and saying you need to pay $50 or, hey, this is Local Splash, you need to pay X amount, take down their number, disconnect the call, and call us. Okay, we're never going to call you for more money other than the $199 a month that you would be paying monthly. Okay?
Yes.
All right.
There's definitely scams going on lately.
Yeah, so just be aware. Now,
okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just as a reminder, we're not saying just to kind of clarify, we're not saying you can't do additional marketing. We're just saying before you do, give us a call so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We do not want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 12th, 2022. In the non-refundable amount of $298. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be October 12th, 2022, in the discounted amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day in the discounted amount of $199. You, however, may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, so this way you're not being charged, okay? The client support number is that number that I texted you, the 877.
Okay.
635-6225. And when you start hearing the recording, just hit number 8. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So just make sure you call 3 days before if you're going
okay.
to cancel or if you're going to pause it. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to update the package, and then I'm going to process the payment. We're going to send you the receipt both to your email, and we're also going to send it to you in a text message to your phone. Okay?
Okay.
The next thing I want to look at is we are going to schedule your client interview. I'm assuming we're going to do that with Paul, right? So the client
yes.
interview, just to kind of give you a little bit of what's going to happen, in that client interview, we're going to block out an hour. We'll make it at a time that's convenient for him. And so what they're doing is basically crossing all the T's, dotting all the I's, making sure that we have everything accurate. And they're going to talk to him about the website and where to send pictures. Do you know how his schedule
yes.
looks for tomorrow? Because I want to know what time we have available that's going to work best for him.
Let me think, tomorrow. Tomorrow might work for him, but let me text him real quick.
Okay. In the meantime, while you text him, yeah, just tell him what time do you want your client interview. It only takes about 30 or 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. But, I mean, we have appointments as early as, if I'm looking at the calendar now. So I have appointments going from starting off at 10. I have 10 to 11, 11 to 12. I have some as late. The latest one would be 6 to 7. These are your time, the times that I'm giving you.
Might not. Okay, he just read it. So.
Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to kind of go over some notes with you while he responds. He does have pictures, right, of some of the work that he's done?
Yes.
Okay, what about, does he have a business logo or does he need us to make him one? It won't cost him more if we do. We include it.
We need one.
Okay, beautiful. Let me put that on there that you guys need one. Okay. And then what about, do you guys want us to at least build the business Facebook page for you? We could create it either through yours or through his, but you have to have a personal Facebook for us to create it.
Hold on one second. He just messaged.
Okay.
Yeah, but I thought that was extra in the...
Facebook ads. Facebook ads is extra, but not the business Facebook page. Only if we were doing Facebook ads.
Okay, yeah, I just created one for him. So,
oh, you did create a Facebook for him? A personal one, right? Not a business?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Did you create it for him under his name, Paul Waller?
Yes, I think I did.
Okay, I'll try to see if I could pull it up.
There's no picture.
Okay. Now, do you know if he's doing both residential and commercial? I thought he mentioned he was.
I think so. Yeah, I can do it. Have you talked to her? I'm on.
If he needs me to call him afterwards to schedule the appointment with him, once we finish up, I can call him. That's not a problem.
Okay, I'll take some commercial and residential. Okay, he's responding.
Okay. And I have some of the services he and I went over. I know we talked about, I'm going back here.
Pressure washing.
Pressure washing, he did say, right?
Yeah, he wanted to add that. I don't think he said, I don't care, yeah, say 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock? Okay, perfect. So let me do this. 11 o'clock works for him, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send out a calendar invite, okay? You don't have to do anything with it. It's just letting you know that your appointment, and they're going to call on his number, okay? They're going to call him between 11 and 12 o'clock, excuse me. They will call him from an 877 number. So just make sure, Tina, that he answers all calls within that hour, and we'll actually send him a reminder an hour before his client interview just to let him know that it's coming up, okay?
Okay.
It'll have your name on it because the account is actually created in your name because it was you who paid for it, but I have him listed as the primary on the account, okay? Just an FYI, because you'll see the email with your name on it, okay? I don't want you to think like, oh, wait a minute, nope, that's wrong.
Okay,
we're almost done too. So I know I'm going to put pressure washing as well is what he wants that notated on there.
Yep.
Okay, and he could add more during the client interview. They're going to go a little bit more further in detail. It could take, like I said, 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer. Just, again, it depends on how many questions or details he has, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then now let's see here. Okay, so I did find, and I'm not sure if this one's his. I know you mentioned that it has no picture. This one has like absolutely no content on it. Nothing at all. But when, if you could, do you know how like when you're on Facebook, there's like a link at the top? Mm-hmm. And it's like a URL. Do you know what that is? A URL link? Okay.
Yeah.
If you, I was going to say, if you can copy that and just text it to me, then I'll confirm that yes, that one's his.
Okay.
Because I want to make sure that we create it on the right one.
Okay, so...
So if you're looking, if you're on his Facebook page, at the little top, it's like the address bar, right? At the very top, it'll say like https://www.facebook.com/profile. Does
no,
his,
my,
are you on yours or his?
I'm on my phone doing it, not the computer.
Okay. So if you're on your phone, let me go to my phone. It'll make it easier how you could see it. So, like, when I'm looking at my Facebook page, right, on my phone, there is a way. So, let me see if I can figure it out this way. Oh, okay. So, go on your phone. You're going to go to, do you see where, you're on his profile, right? Do you see where it says
yes.
There's, like, a little edit profile, and then there's these, like, three little dots in another box next to it? Do you see that? What kind of phone do you have? iPhone or Android?
Yeah, iPhone.
iPhone, okay. So you're going to see...
I wonder where it has messages, groups, marketplace, all that
okay.
stuff.
Okay, no, not there. Look a little bit above. Do you see how it says add to story, edit profile? It'll show his name. It'll show, like, no profile picture. It'll show his name. Don't be on the homepage. Go to, like, his profile. So if you
okay.
click on the more, do you see what I'm talking about now?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. See where it says there's like a little pencil, edit profile. There's another box next to it that has these three little dots, right?
Okay. Copy link.
Yes. Copy link. And then you're going to put that reply to one of the text messages that you received from me.
All right. Let me see.
And then it'll send me the message. Just like copy paste in there.
Okay, I just sent it.
Okay. And I think I got it. Okay, let me go to that. Perfect. Okay. Awesome.
Okay. Great.
All right. Now, do you know his hours of operation by chance?
From 8 till 7.
8 to 7. Is that Monday through Friday or Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, 8 to 7. Okay. And then typically, does his method of contact, does he prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What does he prefer?
All three.
Okay. And then what's his forms of payments? Check, cash, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Square.
Okay. Does he take cash too?
Yes.
Okay. What about Zelle or Venmo? Any of those?
No.
Okay. Cash and credit cards, I put. Okay. Awesome. And it's not a requirement. I just ask, is he licensed and insured or in the process or not required in his area?
repeat that?
Is he licensed and insured or in the process? It's not a requirement.
Oh, in the process, yes.
Awesome. Good for him. Okay. And then, so I got all that. So perfect. And this one's all right. So now if you look at, I know you got quite a few messages. It's going to be after your welcome email or your welcome text. There's one that says initial invoice. I need you to find that one and open it. I'm going to walk you through it.
And you're in the text?
Yeah, we send it to both. So it'll be in your text messages too. It'll start off by saying, Dear Tina Marie Waller, thank you for choosing Local Splash. It'll say initial invoice. It should be after the welcome one.
Okay.
You see it there? It'll say, Dear Tina. Okay. So open it up and it says, Dear Tina Marie Waller, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email.
No, that's the wrong one. Hold on.
Okay.
Well, it's sending me to something, but the terms.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. You clicked on the right link. Okay. Now it took you to a page that says Local Splash, terms of experience, right?
Yes. Yeah.
On that same page, you're going to scroll all the way down to the bottom, Tina. There's going to be a box for you to type in your signature, to type your name. But before you do that, there is a little box right above it to the left. This is everything that we went over in the voice verification, okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay, so the box right above it, it says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, right? All the information is true and correct. By you clicking in that box, you're saying it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment. Okay?
Okay.
And then you're going to type your name exactly as it reads. Okay? Tina Marie Waller. You don't have to put the date. It's already there. And then you're going to click on confirm signature.
Okay.
Okay? When you do that, it should take you to a page that is now going to ask you for a username and password. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Awesome. So I wanted to explain this to you. This is why I sent you that video for the tracking and reporting system to watch that YouTube link.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you're going to go in and track your results with our program. Okay?
Okay.
So in 5 to 7 days, we're going to send you an email with this link, a username, and a password. And you can update the password to a password of your choice, okay? But this is where you're going to track your results with us, see how many calls you're getting, where they perform the search from, see all your listings. You can add photos. You can change your content on there. So that's why I wanted you to see this, okay?
Okay.
Now, the last thing I'm going to go over with you, because I just heard her wake up. So tomorrow they're going to call him.
So we have to wait till that comes in the mail to do our own password and stuff?
Yeah, you're going to get an email. So what they're going to be doing is they're going to create you a customized tracking and reporting system, okay? So once they create it, then they're going to send you the username and password, okay? Because our technician's going to create it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Now, tomorrow, they're going to call him between 11 and 12 o'clock from an 877 number on his phone mm-hmm. number. So just remind him to answer all calls within that hour. If he is busy and he needs 10 more minutes, tell him just pick up the phone and say, call me back in 10 minutes, and they'll call him back. I need him to get through that appointment. It's super important. The faster he gets through that interview, the quicker we're moving.
Yes.
So with the timeline, keep in mind, within 6 to 10 days, be on the lookout. You're going to be receiving a PIN code in the mail from Google. It's going to look like a postcard, and it's going to say Google at the very top. That's what's going to make you guys the red dot on the map. Once you get it, the technician will go over it with you. You could either text it to us, call in with it. There's a couple ways that you can get it to us because we need that as soon as you get it. Okay?
Okay.
Within 5 to 7 days, your Facebook business page is going to be created. You're going to be listed already within all those, you know, popular directories. And yes. we're going to send you the login credentials so you could start going in and tracking your report, your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
The website, within 7 to 14 days, the website's going to be completed. We will email it to you first to let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. Okay?
Okay.
Now, typically, what this does state in our terms and conditions, the first page placement on Google, Tina, sometimes it can take between 30 to 45 days. I'm going to tell you that we do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I have seen it where it has happened sooner. So once you get that PIN code, you get that to us ASAP, okay? In the meantime, we're getting you listed on the directories. We're getting that website up and running. So this way you're having some online presence and you can start already generating phone calls. You will be receiving notifications from us when you're live in the directories, when your website's up and running, when you're live on the first page of Google. So we're going to be notifying you guys and keeping you in the loop as these things are being processed and completed, so that you know we're not just sitting back and twiddling our thumbs, in other words. Okay.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Okay, so, hold on, I'm writing this down. So, okay, 5 to 7 days for that thing to come in the mail, for the username and password, and then
to come in the emails. That's for tracking your results. So just to go over with you, 6 to 10 days, the PIN code's gonna come in the mail from Google.
Right.
6 to 10 days. Within 5 to 7 days, you're going to have the Facebook page is already going to be completed and live, okay? And we're going to also have you guys, your profiles already submitted to those directories, those additional directories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're also going to have your login credentials emailed to you within those 5 to 7 days.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, the website will be completed within 7 to 14 days. But remember, we're going to send it to you first to make sure you guys don't have any changes before we have it go live. If you say,
okay.
hey, it's good to go, then we hit the button and it's live. Okay?
Okay.
As far as the first page placement in the local map, it can take between 30 to 45 days. That is our promise. However,
mm-hmm.
I've seen it where it's happened sooner. Okay? I'll tell you this. I had a guy that literally... He already was on the first page, and I'm just saying, it happened for him in 4 weeks, right, in the 30 days. There's been some,
okay.
it's happened sooner, but our promise is always 30 to 45 days, okay?
Okay.
If it gets up there within 3 weeks, even better, right? But that's why I say when you get that PIN code, get it to us ASAP. In the meantime, though, because we know it's important for you guys to start getting those calls is why we're able to do the directory submission, the website, the Facebook page a lot quicker. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, 6 to 10 of those days, you know, you're waiting for that PIN code. That's part of the 30 to 45 day because 6 to 10 of them is that waiting period for the PIN code. But once you get that, I mean, you just get that to us ASAP. Okay?
Right. Okay. And then... So when that's right, so 30 to 45 days for the Google to be live.
Right. That
mm-hmm.
is our promise. I mean, again,
okay.
sometimes I've seen where it's happened sooner, but I work on transparency. I don't want to tell you, hey, it's 3 weeks, right? And what if it takes 4 weeks? Then you're going to be pretty upset. I know I would be because I would be banking on, hey, you told me 3 weeks.
Right.
We always under-promise and over-deliver. Always.
Right.
because that's a lot better. So that's our promise. Okay?
Okay.
Then remember, anytime you guys want to upgrade and you want to start doing Facebook ads, just remember, instead of you paying $199, then it would be $249. You guys can do that at any time, or you could just stick with the local only package. Okay? For as long as you want. Alrighty?
All right. Okay, great. Sounds great.
I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. And Tina, I want to thank you and Paul for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I am super excited for you guys.
I know. I'm so excited too. It's a leap.
Awesome. I'm so glad we were able to talk. And well, you have yourself a very blessed day and enjoy that little one. They grow up so fast.
Hey, thank you so much. You too.
You're welcome. Have a blessed one as well. Bye.